Hi everyone. I'm excited to share with you what I've been thinking about. I really felt like I needed to share and get on here just quickly and not have it be something I edit and do like I usually do. So yeah, let's jump in. I want to talk about today is entertainment and how important that is to be picky about, to be careful what you bring into yourself. And yeah, so let me start off with this idea or this story of what happened to me. With last week, I felt like I needed to watch a movie. I had finally put the kids to bed, and with my husband doing shift work, I'm able to do my own movie on my own quite often if I choose to, because I'm at home at night without him, and it's kind of cool. A lot of people think, oh, every night I just have cheese and crackers and read a book. It's not quite the same that way. I have a lot of things to do, and I miss him, and I also feel like I'm just a robot and I just do projects because I don't take a lot of time for myself to relax as I should. I used to do and better at that, and now I'm kind of falling out of that habit because I have some pretty big goals in order to get this house on up for sale and be ready for it and to get a good price out of it. So I've been kind of doing some projects around the house. But I did have a moment to entertain myself, as you could say, with something that isn't kids and is just free flowing and imagination. And we all need that, right? So I, knowing me, I have been really sensitive to different things and forms of entertainment, and I've had to over the years get better and better about what I allow in. And I used to be a little bit more lax. Partly also, I used to be able to watch more of the mainstream stuff because things have taken a turn in these past 5 years. I'd say it's always been around, but it's just so much more in your face, and it creeps in there. And then I feel like my spirit is kind of broken for a while, and I have to do some damage control. And so that's kind of what happened on that night, is I watched a movie that I thought would be safe because it was old, 1998, so really not that old, but it was older, and it was a period drama. It was like a Victorian style movie, and I was kind of wanting to have something like that. To kind of let my mind go away to different places and imagination of things. So it ended up being about halfway through, it started taking a dark turn, and I still just kept watching it because I was so into the details. I needed to know the end, and I watched it. And maybe some of you have seen it. It's just something. Maybe it works for other people. It did not work for me. And I had to do damage control after, in the sense I needed to go lay in my bath. I needed to go get some fresh air. I needed to eat a bowl of cereal, late at night, because I was able to put the kids down and then be able to watch something on my own. And I felt kind of broken and sad inside. And this has been going on for a while, where I don't just want to survive and get through my daily task of things. And of course, going to the end of the day to have my entertainment is not what I look forward to every day. That isn't my sense of fulfillment. But it is a part of what I need to do, of having some imagination, having a book in my life that I feel like I love reading. So, and as I was thinking about it, so that I feel like I have content in my brain that I am thinking about as I do dishes, and thinking about as I'm driving, or something I want to mention to my husband or my kids or other adults and women, and have something to contribute and get a conversation started on. I watched this and what do you think of it? It was so inspiring. And that's what I'm looking for, is to have inspiring stories, things that make you feel like you come alive. And after you watch it, you feel so good. And I know this is how people are in the entertainment industry, and they do it for those right reasons. A lot of them do it for those right reasons, to really spread around some good. I feel like The Chosen is that way, really giving to light great entertainment to share the story of Christ. There are all sorts of things, and that's very common right now for amongst the LDS people, really having a good show to watch. Of course, Chosen's great. But it can come in all different ways and peoples and cultures, and it's hard to find. And I really feel like the adversary puts it away, and it keeps it out of our reach. And I've had to really dig for it. And I guess I'm looking for some recommendations from you guys. So please write in the comments what recommendations you have. But I guess I want to share with you an invitation for you on why this is important. Because in our homes, we can create breaches when we watch certain things. I feel like the adversary, there's something beyond the veil that we can't see. Both all the angels there to help us, and then all the evil that wants to get in. And as I mentioned last week, I do feel like my house has become a protection. And I have felt the Spirit tell me this, that it's because I have been picky about what I bring in and being intentional and thoughtful for my family, for myself. However, I can't be a robot. And you can't be a robot, that you just do projects and you just do your kids, or you just watch Bluey with them. Like, you need to have these good living stories. And there's this concept with homeschooling. I am not a homeschooler. I would love to be at some point, but I've always thought, for this reason, I think I would want to do homeschooling, so that I am always on the hunt and I have the time and energy and means to really always be on the hunt for teaching living stories to my kids. And those are inspiring stories that show people having courage and bravery and really having grit and coming from their heart. And the protagonists that really feel like are you and that are true sometimes. Sometimes they're fictional, and those are beautiful stories too, but I really do love the true stories. And that's kind of how I feel with what I want and looking for with books and movies and other things. I've had a little bit more time on my hands in that regard, not a ton. But I've been in the mode of preparing our house a little bit more for getting ready to sell come spring. And I feel kind of burnt. I do need to have some time to do that. But however, I just kept doing more of the projects, even maybe when the kids go to bed, because it felt safer. Because I've been burned before by trying something new that I thought would be safe, and it's not. And like that story, with that movie, I had to do that damage control, and that was really hard to take care of myself. And afterwards, even after putting in 2 hours into a movie, I still had to do stuff after to calm myself down, make myself feel better, like eating a bowl of cereal and laying in the tub, just stretching. And so that is what I share with you guys, hoping that you may already be having a good idea of what works for you with your entertainment, but inviting you to look a little deeper. If there's more that God would want from you, to make sure that you're keeping in line with what he would want you to have in put into your mind and into your family, your home. Because there's a lot of junk in this world right now, and that's what was really hard, is about halfway through that movie, it kind of took a dark turn, and I just had to watch it because it was just, I had to finish. And maybe it was fine for some people, and it's actually quite an older and popular movie, but it just worked for me. And that's what's been hard over the years. As my husband and I have sometimes talked about it, and sometimes mentioned to some other people, that sometimes I feel alone, that I can't go and do some of these certain things with people because I'm more sensitive. And it would not be smart for me and my family and anyone for me to go and watch certain things, and knowing that I have a duty. I have this duty for myself to be intentional about what I do choose. But it makes me feel like I'm lame, like I'm an adult, I should be able to handle it. Or they're all talking about it over here, and yeah, that actually is a storyline I would really like, and it's actually in a time period I would really like the whole Yellowstone. I would totally be into that, but totally, no, not for me. The cowboys and all that stuff, that would be really fun to learn about, and all the things going on. But It's just not in the cards for me. And so it does feel isolating. And I think that's where Satan wants it to be. And you're also not part of the conversations with other people, that they're all watching those certain shows or reading those certain books and whatever, because it's not going to work for me. And Christ has made me into a new creature over the years. Maybe I was able to do that back then a little bit more. I do think things have taken even more of a turn within this 5 years or so. Things are even more in your face and not great entertainment. And but even 5 years ago, I was able to handle certain things. But now it's different. So I've had a little bit of that grief and loss with my husband, especially not being able to watch certain things with him. And not many things. Honestly, we used to sit down and watch things, but we don't. And he's explained to me he misses that connection. And of course, we can keep finding those. If there's a will, there's a way. There are things out there that we can have in our life that is good and inspired and uplifting, but we have to work for it. Anything that matters, you work for it. You have to talk with other people that have that, those different ideas of what you can have in your entertainment portfolio, searching it up or praying for it and really being brave too when it does come up and turn it off. And I wasn't for that one particular time. And so, yeah, a couple other things, though, as like I was mentioning, sometimes I just don't watch or do much of that. And I just keep doing projects and feel like a robot because I just feel like it's, why try? It's just going to have the crap in it. I also have that decision fatigue of really looking on Amazon Prime Video and trying to find something and really cull through all that so I can really have something that's of value for me. But it's not just about taking away the bad, it's replacing it with the good. And this is all, you know, line upon line of what we need to do in our life, of course. Taking care of our relationships, doing actual self-care, making sure we make time for God. And of course, then it's really great if we have that time to be able to have some imagination and creativity and be able to think outside of ourselves. I think especially with wintertime, things get kind of cold outside, so you're inside more and you want to read, you want to watch things more. I end up doing that more in the winter. And a lot of times I love to watch nature shows, and I feel like I'm lost into a whole other sphere when my world outside is super cold. And here's another thing that the adversary, of course, threw at me, and I had to just laugh and chuckle at it when it happened. So Planet Earth 3 came out recently, and I watched all the Planet Earth. So I'm not saying I'm a religious person to it, but I do like David Attenborough and his voice, and he's the famous environmentalist guy that loves nature, and he's quite a bit older, and his voice is just iconic, and he has done such a great job with the animals and how he explains it, and it's just beautiful. So Planet Earth came out recently, and I saw that it was on Amazon Prime, I think, and I was like, yeah, I can watch it. And so I watched the first episode. It was so good, and I was excited to watch the next one. But then I saw on there, I have to subscribe to a new other little thing to subscribe to, and I'm like, ah. Or buy a la carte, whatever. But man, these things are just, that's just what it is. Like, it's hard. I already buy these subscriptions, but then I have to still pay. And that's, yeah, that's part of the adversary. He wants to make it hard and out of reach for us. And, but I will say, sometimes it does come through. And here's another example, a good example, though. I did have, as I explained the bad example, here's a good example of, I did have a movie that I watched with my family recently called A Million Miles Away, and it is about a Hispanic astronaut. So the guy, I don't know his name, I need to look it up. I've kind of mentioned to a few people, I need to know his name, but he is the comedic relief, I guess you could say, in the movie Ant-Man. He's a Hispanic guy, and he's just funny, and I think he's a good actor. Anyway, he plays the main role of this person in this movie, A Million Miles Away. And it's a true story of a family man, a Hispanic guy that was born in Mexico and came over to California. And he worked fields. And he just came from these circumstances you would not think a NASA scientist would come from. And he worked really hard to get where he needed to. and he tried 12 or 10 or 12 different times to get into NASA. And about the sixth or seventh time applying, he had a heart-to-heart with someone, like, you got to try something different. All these other applicants that are getting in is because they're doing a lot of different cool things, and you got to do that too. You can't just keep trying and expect a different result. And so, yeah, he tried scuba diving because a lot of them that do that are doing NASA stuff, they know scuba diving because that kind of simulates anti-gravity. He ran marathons to get his body into shape, and he was trying all the things. He was doing that whole montage, right, of getting himself better, and he did eventually make it in. He even went all the way out to Houston to meet someone to really talk to them and be like, I'd like to make it in. And he finally did. And he was a family man. Along this whole way, he, you know, raises about 5 kids. And his wife and the whole dynamic with them is beautiful but hard, of course. It was just very realistic because she had a dream that she wanted to open up her own restaurant, her own Mexican food restaurant. And it's just that whole thing is just so beautiful to think. There are inspiring stories out there. And he was one of the first Hispanic guys to be up in space. And he also even made it up to space. If you make it into the program, you're not just... You may not go up to space. You're just in the program for NASA. But to even get qualified to do that, it was really cool. And so it left me feeling so good. And my family loved it. And it had this other layer of feeling really cool that he had this dream. He just didn't understand why. And he had to put his family through quite a few things in order to get to that point. They had to move to Houston as well. They had to spend a lot of money to do all the things, a lot of time away from his kids. His wife would have babies while he was gone doing something or whatever. And yeah, there might be some things there that might have been, maybe could have been taken back. But it's all because he really had a dream. And one of his kids asked him one time, why do you want to go to space so bad, Dad? And I couldn't help but think, my kids have asked me that with homesteading. Why do you want to homestead so bad? And then as we would watch this movie, my kids would sometimes look at me, my husband would look at me, and they'd all smile, and they know that, Mom, why do you want to farm so bad? Because they've asked that. And so they're like, oh, this is like you, Mom. And you could just tell, you could see it in his eyes. And as he explained it to his son, it was very touching. He made it. And I think our kids need to see that we are actually following our dreams, and we're getting to that point. And my kids have been so happy that we finally found it. It took a whole year to find it. We've been thinking about it and getting geared up for it for 3 years and wrapping our brain around what exactly we would want. And it's just been so cool. So it's in the process right now. We're going to be moving in the spring. So it was such a cool story. It's called A Million Miles Away. I think it's on Amazon Prime Video. But overall, I think it's important for us to really realize how much what we put into us affects us. This is social media as well, because that's entertainment. Being picky about that. And this has been explained over and over again, but I needed to share with my own story, and knowing you might be as sensitive too, and that's okay. You're not weird. You're not silly for not wanting to watch us or be a part of that conversation for whatever it is. And you need to have that protection, have the spirit in your life. And especially since I have just changed, I cannot go back to certain things. I can't be of this world. And God needs people that are not of this world right now. And I've been able to do so much more good. He's been able to maximize my time and my efforts more than I've ever believed. So I've been a production machine right now. I guess that's part of what stage I'm in right now. And I know it has not always been that way. And it won't always be that way. Probably, who knows, in a year or two. Who knows? Right now, I have these feelings and things that come up that know I need to do this, and he's guiding me along the way, and he's giving me energy, and he's giving me so much to be able to do that. And I've prayed, these are the times I've prayed for in the past, of God, give me the energy, give me that brain power and that brain clarity so I can just serve you. And I know that's probably where we all want to be, and it won't always be the case. And that's really hard for people as they get older. And I want to share that with you guys, and hope you have a great rest of your day, and thanks for listening.